Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is the 26th of February, 2022. We are live, West Coast time. As usual, thank you, our wonderful listeners, for joining us. We're going to have some exciting things to talk about today, a case or no case. Bill Paxton family lawsuit. He's the one that was in my favorite movie, one of the favorite movies, Twister.
Yes, he was in Twister.
And then he was also the guy in... Don't tell me. The ship that sank. What's that one called?
The Titanic.
He was the guy in Titanic. Oh, that's the one.
The ship that sank. The ship that sank. Twister movie, the real star of that movie was the special effects. The cow going up.
That was pretty cool. We're going to talk about that. Maxwell Juror, and we're going to talk about the strawberry shortcake juror. If you don't know what that is, be prepared. It's going to be interesting. Women's soccer, man, a win for women's soccer. We're going to talk about that. And Air Force cadets are suing. And this is kind of interesting. And we don't talk about COVID or the mandate, any of that stuff. We stay out of that. But this is kind of interesting about lawsuits going forward now about religious exemption. That's why we're bringing it up. Is there a religious exemption when it comes to the mandates, right? So I don't know. We're going to talk about that. Probably that'll be toward the end. But Kendall Jenner is being sued. Actually, her tequila company is being sued. And I ran that by a few different people. There's another tequila company is claiming that they stole their trademark. But Todd and Denise, why is this lawsuit coming on? We're going to tell you. Let's not spoil it. There's a real reason why this lawsuit happens, and we know the truth, at least what we think is the truth. And then we're going to talk about that. But we'd like to thank and really happy for BRN Radio Network. That is a huge network out of New York that has picked us up. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, thank you for joining us. We are excited for BRN. Yeah, and there's Todd. Even Todd. Everyone can. And then thank you, Fireside. Those Firesiders welcoming us. My good friend Stephanie is always following us on Fireside. We appreciate all of you listening nationwide. If you want to call us, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-DENISE.
529-7234.
Look, I'm going to throw out our Instagram account, too. You need to follow our Instagram account. It's at Radio Law Talk is our Instagram account. Or you can, if you want to follow me personally, it's at Frederick Penny 1, FrederickPenney1, one. Forget about following Todd. He never checks it, and Denise doesn't. Do you check your Twitter? I mean, your Instagram?
I check
that. My Instagram is a hidden Instagram. I use a different name.
Then don't forget.
My Instagram is just at Todd Kuhnen, TODDKUHNE.
Oh.
It's very original.
I thought it was smooth operator.
I got sued trademark infringement, definitely false advertising.
Look, we're going to remember this is, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. Don't call up and say, look, you told me this advice and it didn't work. Look, the only time you can use our advice is around what area of the house, Todd?
Around the dinner table, the family's around, you know.
Thanks. And the water cooler at work, too. You can do it there.
Do they even have water coolers at work anymore?
I don't know. That's the standard radio thing. You want to give people water cooler talk, and I'm thinking people bring their own little plastic bottles of water. There's no such thing anymore, is there?
No, believe me, there's our staff does water cooler talk, and not around the water cooler.
Well, there you go.
So we're going to talk about all those things. It's exciting. But, Cal, we're going to do a case or no case. And those of you who don't know, at the new BRN Network, that is where Cal brings up a great case or not a case. He's trying to fake us, and we got to determine the outcome. And so can you just do a tease? Do you have time for a tease or not, Cal?
I do, yeah. My case.
Let's roll the case for another.
Let's do it right now. And this is it right here. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Michael Nunez of Santa Clara County, California, had some issues. A habitual criminal and overly suicidal and, by reports, was constantly trying to harm himself. Well, one day he found himself in jail and, in air quotes, fell from his upper bunk. I use the word fell judiciously, but he seriously injured himself this time. He called for help, called the guards. He said, I really hurt myself this time. And the guards, said, whatever, Michael. And they took their time, went into Nunez's cell, lifting him on his bed. Despite Nunez's complaints, he had a sore neck. 24 hours later, the deputies called the paramedics, and they did the same thing. Didn't support him, just moved him around without doing anything. Well, what happened was, now Michael Nunez was so severely injured that he now requires constant care. And so his family said, you know what, it's not Michael's fault for trying to kill himself. It's the county's fault. So we want to go find out if we have a case or no case. Denise, what do you think about this?
Which county?
Santa Clara.
Ooh, that's good.
That's Bay Area.
I know
Area,
Santa
right?
Clara.
That's
yeah.
Bay Area, right?
San Jose.
Yeah,
Santa Clara.
It's the county, for those of you nationwide, where the San Francisco 49ers play their home games. Yes.
And where they just,
right. That'll put it on the map.
And where they just fired their city manager because of her relationship with the 49ers, which wasn't that good, apparently. Anyway, so different story. Yeah. So you say, Denise, what say you? Case? No case?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like this one.
Okay.
This one is like right up Fred's alley.
Kind of.
And it's not dramatic. And it's not like all these little, intricate facts Cal given us. I'm going to say that this is a case and the Nunez sues the county and the county pays.
All right, Fred, what do you think? Is this a case or no case?
Absolutely, it's a case. I get these calls all the freaking time and turn them down.
the compassion of Fred Penny is just astounding.
Well, you don't necessarily get the call. You'll get a letter from the jailhouse or something like the officers did this or that. So we get letters. And this is not unusual at all to receive calls like this. But it is a little bit of a nuance, but I'm not going to get into the details of how these cases work, but I'm going to tell you, in the 30 years of practice, and maybe I've given up, maybe 15,000-16,000 cases our firm's handled, we've never taken one. So I'm going to say it's a case, and they settle out of court, and the county pays money. Because that's just too – this is too –
too cut and dry.
Too outrageous, you know, and so it is. The county probably pays because Santa Clara County is generally more liberal in that area.
Okay, Mr. Kunin, what do you think about this? Would this be a case or would this be a no case?
Well, you know, as a criminal defense attorney, I get these kind of complaints to me all the time from my clients who are in custody. And you know what I tell them? Call Fred Penny.
Now you know not to.
That's why Fred's getting so many ding. And I give him Fred's personal cell, too.
Oh,
surprised.
And my address at home.
And the address in case they want to send Girl Scout cookies. No.
By the way, I saw Girl Scout cookies. They're out cooking, selling them now.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You know, the really industrious Girl Scout. That set up the stand outside the marijuana dispensaries, and they sell out in like 10 minutes. Everything.
That's a good idea.
That's a smart Girl Scout. Listen, we're going to the break, but I can give you my answer really quick. I'm not going to pull a Denise and expand. I say that this is a case, and I have to agree with Fred and my counterparts. Fred, Cal, you can get points because I think that they recover either by victory or by settlement.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If it is in fact a case, I will give you an extra point if you can give me within $500,000 a settlement number.
Oh, okay, we'll do that. Uh-huh. Okay, when we come back, we're going to get a settlement number from each of us on the case of the individual that was in jail and sued the jailers. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is the best show ever.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Welcome to the show that has the greatest kitty bumps in the United States. No show, I don't care if it's the number one show in the United States, does not have better kitty bumps than us. Cal.
Oh, stop it.
Yes. Hit us with kitty bumps. Hit us
that
with kitty.
It's Armadillo.
Yeah.
Oh, no. How did that happen?
You are a loser.
So that was for somebody after the the case or no case.
Oh. No, we're doing a case or no case. Give us a quick overview again, Cal, and tell us what we won, and we're going to tell you how much money that case went for.
Okay, a guy in Santa Clara County was habitually trying to harm himself, a career criminal, gets into the jail and tries to commit suicide again, falls off the bunk, and seriously injures his cervical areas, his spine, his neck, and what have you. And the deputies kind of went, yeah, it's this guy, just, you know, whatever, you're hurt again, we get it, blah, blah, blah. They took their time helping him. They lifted him up on the bunk without any support. They called the paramedics. They did the same thing. And now he requires full-time care. So that's the precept of the case. And my question was, A, does he have a case? Because after all, he was in jail. And B, if so, how much?
Okay, so we all answered the same.
Yep, all said yes.
We all said yes. We all said they settle and or win against the county.
Yep.
Cal, if we're wrong, you get points. We got to go to 50 points, and the other people have to buy dinner for the host that wins. So the question is, how much money did they win if this individual won? We're going to Denise.
How old was he? I need to know that fact.
He was in his 50s.
$20 million.
Oh, no. I'm going to say 1.5.
Okay. Todd, what do you say?
So is this like the Price is Right, where if you can come to
you got the closest without going
over?
500,000, no. Within 500,000 of the actual amount.
Then right, you said 1.5?
1.5 mil.
2.5.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Tell us what happens. I'm excited.
First off, your premonition was correct. This is...
Yes.
A case.
We're smart. Smart lawyers.
$7 million.
Oh
my
God. Nunez's lawyers said that he sustained serious and permanent spinal cord injuries that have left him a quadriplegic.
Wow.
He can't even communicate, and he needs a ventilator to breathe.
Blah, blah.
The plaintiff attorney said they didn't show adequate care, and that while jail staff did not directly cause the injuries, they didn't respond appropriately. So $50,000 goes to the client, the other $6,950,000. to be paid to Nunez's attorneys.
Yes! Yeah, the best part about the whole
now,
thing.
Now, I'll bet you this.
Yeah.
I'll bet your friend starts to rethink.
Well.
He's got a case.
You know.
By the way.
Todd's referring to me to those cases. I'm going, no! Now I'm going to say, maybe.
Maybe. This is the second largest settlement in Santa Clara history. The other one was $10 million, and both of them related to the jail. And that, friends, is case or no case.
That's it. You know what's interesting about this is... I'm going to go look at this after the break or after the show. I bet you the lawyers I know down there, I bet you I know who it is.
Could be. Well, next.
I know most of the plaintiffs don't.
Next hour, the story of Frederico Levante.
Frederico Levante,
the exotic car dealer, and that's case or no case for the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm a little excited about the exotic part.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Wait, not going to lie. Well, we're not lying. We're telling the truth.
Yeah.
The inmate was a quadriplegic?
After all that, after the fall, after the damage when he fell out of the bunk, and the way they handle him, move him around, they further damage his
spine. He falls out of the bunk. He's a quadriplegic. Yeah. They pick him up. They put him back in the bunk, and then they bring in another medical professional, and at no time did anybody recognize, this guy's got no feeling in his hands or feet.
No, I think they said, this guy does this so often we can't trust what he says. He's a liar. He's tried to harm himself every time he comes into jail. He's suicidal. So we're going, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. That's my own personal theory. I wasn't in the courtroom, but that's my own personal theory.
I would think the inability to control his bladder and bowel functions would be the dead giveaway.
Could be a sign.
Wow, well, all right, whatever.
But I have seen guys in my hometown who wanted an ambulance ride go into a store and poo their own pants, so they'll call the ambulance and say, I'm out of control, like that, and get an ambulance right to the hospital.
What was that again, Cal?
Yeah, you heard me. Poo my own pants.
Oh, Cal just was waving his arm.
Yeah,
boy,
sorry, yeah.
That's good acting.
That's all I got. Come and look at me and go, no, it's not really.
Bill Paxton, we're going to talk about. Bill Paxton, as you know, is a famous actor that went in. He was 61 years old. He went in for surgery in California. He had some heart issues, and he went for a heart valve repair and or replacement. He goes in not an easy surgery, but not something that they're not haven't done many times. He comes out after a short time. He goes home and he dies. Dies what they claim as a stroke, according to his death certificate. Well, what happens is a lawsuit by the family goes against the anesthesiologist, against the doctors, and the hospital. That's not unusual. Let me tell you, this one's based out of California. They're very difficult cases to win. Let me tell you why these are difficult cases. Difficult for a number of reasons, and I'm not going to get into all the details, but number one is the doctors, unlike other cases in a state, let's say you're in an auto accident or a truck accident or any type of accident, and your insurance company covers you, your insurance company makes the decision if they're going to settle and what they're going to do. Where in medical malpractice, the doctors, the hospital, or whoever, they have the right to say, no, you're not settling this, you're taking this to trial. And that's what happens, and so the doctors, a lot of times, and the lawyer, and the insurance company is kind of getting a little tiffed. The insurance company says, no, we want to settle. Doctor said, no, I don't want this on my record, which, by the way, it'll go on your record. If it settles, a lot of times you can do an NDA, right, non-disclosure agreement, or you can sometimes risk it at trial, and then it'll really go on your record.
Yeah, so, I think it's also striking about medical malpractice is that a lot of states limit the amount of recovery that a plaintiff can get in those type of cases, and that's because the policy that they don't want doctors to no longer want to practice because of the risks of what happens when they're negligent.
Right. Or if they're not negligent and they're just found guilty, right? I mean, not guilty, but found negligent.
Yes.
Even though, you know, sometimes they're... Well, Cal's got the one-minute thing. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what happens in Bill Paxton's case, and then we're going to move on and talk about 100 other type of cases. The Peterson case, we're going to talk about Maxwell's case. Very interesting juror misconduct issues. We'll be back after this. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. This is Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to talk to us during the break. We'll be back.
And we also thank our many affiliates that carry Radio Law Talk live 9 to noon every Saturday. But if you can't get the show there, make sure to go over to RadioLawTalk.com because we stream live 9 to noon every Saturday. And we'll be right back.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And the pick is officially in. President Joe Biden nominated Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson yesterday for the U.S. Supreme Court. Jackson says she hopes she could be an inspiration for the future.
And if I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed as the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, I can only hope that my life, my love of this country and the Constitution and my commitment to upholding the rule of law will inspire future generations.
Authorities seized more than $3 million in methamphetamines hidden amongst a shipment of onions during a tractor-trailer's inspection at a federal facility in San Diego. A canine unit for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection alerted the police, and officers found 1,200 small packages of meth. The 46-year-old driver was a Mexican migrant and has been arrested for the alleged narcotic smuggling attempt. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
We're talking about Bill Paxton. Welcome, Firesiders. There's a bunch of Firesiders listening in. That's a new app that follows us on Radio Law Talk. Bill Paxton, so what happened is they've settled their case, supposedly. The judge has to approve it with the anesthesiologist. So don't forget there's multiple parties in a medical malpractice case. There's the doctors, there's the hospitals, there's the, in this case, the anesthesiologist. Well, they've settled, reached a settlement supposedly for $1 million with the anesthesiologist with court approval.
Yeah, and to clarify, it's not... So they sued, originally they sued the doctor, and the doctor is still in the lawsuit. This does not affect the doctor who performed the surgery.
Or the hospital.
Or the hospital. But they sued the group, the medical group that runs the anesthesiology, and then sued the individual anesthesiologist. And this settlement, as proposed, is on behalf of the anesthesiology medical group that it's for, I think, $1 million, and it also encompasses a dismissal of any lawsuit against the individual doctor without the doctor having to pay anything. A doctor, the anesthesiologist.
Right.
So this is the anesthesiology group is settling. The anesthesiologist is being dismissed as to him. He doesn't pay anything, and the group is paying $1 million.
Well, he doesn't pay anything. Yeah, no, well, he doesn't pay anything, but he's covered by his group. So in other words, as an anesthesiologist, they can sue you individually, but if you work for a company or an anesthesiology group, that group's supposed to cover you, and that's what happens.
And it's there. More likely all coming from insurance proceeds.
Yeah,
right?
No, it will. It is absolutely coming. So anyway, they're probably out, but that's not everything. Oh, that's the end of it. No, the doctors, they're still going forward with the doctors and with the hospital, and we'll see what happens. Very difficult cases to win, but we'll see if they settle out of court. Let's move on. Here's the thing. Okay, this is what we've talked about during the break. Todd and I and Denise, and especially Todd is a former prosecutor for the district attorney's office in Tennessee and in California, and had his own criminal law practice for a while. Now he is a, you know, he does some public works for some of the public defender's office. But and we talk general here. There's no issues of him talking about any cases that he's working on. But in generality, we talk about juror misconduct and what happens when a juror is chosen. So what I want to do is, Denise, just go through a very brief overview as to what happens when you walk in as a potential juror and what you have to do, what you have to fill out. And then, Todd, get into the criminal aspect of the cases and why it's so critical in criminal aspects that you fill out everything and make sure that if you think, oh, this may or may not apply, you better be careful. Denise.
Well, I know this from personal experience. The very first thing you do is you're giving a questionnaire form, and the questionnaire is almost always kind of tailored toward the case a little bit to find out if there are substantial issues in the case. It's really to find out if you've had that similar experience, and it's really designed to find out whether there's potential bias and allow the attorneys and the judge even to ask questions of you regarding those potential bias areas. So you fill out the questionnaire, and it's under penalty of perjury, folks. It's not like it's just sign and send. You have to swear under penalty of perjury, under the laws of your state, that everything that you've answered is correct. Then they turn those in massive bulk, so they're anonymous. It's not like they're going to know exactly. You're given a number. You're not given a name, right? And so you're a number, a juror number, and that keeps your identity somewhat contained. So then what happens is that you get in, if you get seated into the jury box, then the judge and the attorneys have the right to ask you questions, and they do. And in my particular case, there was a disclosure that the judge knew me. That was something that was important, but that, you
as
know.
As a juror, you were as a
I was
juror.
A juror.
Okay, even though you're an attorney. Right?
Yeah, I was juror number 7, which is my lucky number. And so the judge had to disclose that she knew me, that I'd had cases before her, but that it wasn't going to change her mind on anything. And I had to answer that it wouldn't change my mind either. I was going to listen to the evidence. And then they asked questions, and some of the questions were quite funny. It was like, do you believe in guilty or innocent until proven guilty? And, you know, what do you say?
You mean the oath that I swore
yeah,
as a lawyer?
I do believe in innocent until proven guilty. Do you believe that someone, that letting one guilty person go to save one innocent person from going to jail is correct? Well, yes, I do believe that that may happen. You do the best that, you know, the innocent people don't go to jail. And, you know, those are the questions that were asked. And then, of course, the other questions were more pointed about, you know, my background and asking questions because I have things in my background that in this case could have said that I had a bias. And I ended up getting disqualified.
You should.
By the prosecution.
Yeah.
Because I had helped somebody get, in that particular case, a set-aside, if you will, of their DUI.
Nice.
So, and it was a DUI case.
Todd.
Yeah, and so, you know, again, to carry on or piggyback on what Denise is saying, that what you're looking for, what the jury, or what the attorneys and what the judge are looking for when they do this jury selection process, it's looking to find a juror who will be impartial, who will listen to the evidence, observe the evidence, and then make a decision based upon application of the law with no other outside influence or bias that they may bring to it. And so when I do jury selection in criminal cases, I'm amazed at the number of times as both a DA and a defense attorney, when a question would come up, and I appreciate the honesty when you say, now look, let's be honest, juror number, I'm going to use 7 because I know it's not you. Juror number 7, let's be honest. My client is sitting here. You know they're charged. My client is charged with the crime. Are you telling me that you come in here and you have no preconceived bias about whether or not they're guilty or innocent? And the number of people that will say, honestly, they're sitting there. I figured they probably did something wrong.
That's exactly. Or I've seen the other was police officers. Automatically, when a police officer testifies, we believe them. And that, as a defense lawyer, and as a working for the
public defenders.
God, yes. I just had a brain F. Anyway, look, what. It's not a bad word.
It's F as in flatulence.
Flatulence. There you
not
go.
Any other word.
Yeah.
Go.
But anyway, so that's what you worry about as a defense lawyer, don't you? That's the biggest issue. Police come up, they're in their uniform, and they're putting their arm before, and this is what happened. We got to believe him.
Yeah. If a witness is wearing a badge, they're in uniform, they're sworn law enforcement officer to you as a juror, do they have a leg up in terms of credibility over any other witness? And the answer ought to be no.
Right.
They don't have a leg up. Every witness is judged based upon their credibility, one person over another simply because of what they do.
Right.
And so that's why it's really important. And look. Sometimes it's difficult to get jurors to be truthful with those questions. And right. That's what's going on in the Peterson trial.
And the Maxwell.
That's right. And in Maxwell. But I'll read you part of the questionnaire from the Peterson trial. This is from 20 years ago. Question number 31
Let's back up. Sorry to interrupt. Peterson trial is Scott Peterson, who allegedly killed his wife and an 8-month-old baby.
Unborn baby.
And apparently he was having an affair at the time. And he got convicted. Okay.
He was convicted. He was sentenced to death.
Got it.
And because of some questions about jury selection and what have you, the Supreme Court overturned the death penalty. So now he's sentenced to life without parole. But they have to address this issue about whether or not he's entitled to a new trial. Question number 31 on the questionnaire. This is a benign one. Have you ever received any training in law enforcement, or criminology? And this witness that we're referring to as Strawberry Shortcake, the name comes from the fact that she had red hair during the trial.
Dyed red hair. Normal,
that's right. And she says no. Okay. All right. You go down here. This is the question that is really causing so much heartburn. It's question number 74. Have you or any member of your family or close friends ever been the victim, and victim is in all caps, been the victim or witness to any crime? And she said no.
Okay, now why is that important? Let's hold on here. We got about a minute and a half, but we're going to go into what exactly her history was and what had happened prior to her sitting as a juror. And that's critical to this question. And she's on the stand now this week testifying as to what she thought about the question and what her background was. And by the way, she wouldn't take the stand unless they did what?
Granted her immunity.
Which was a smart move.
That's exactly right. We'll be back and talk more about that. Very interesting what she says and how it applies to the questionnaire. We'll be back with Radio Law Talk.
Lots of interesting stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, and we end at noon Pacific time, so there's much more of the program coming, and you won't want to miss not even 1 minute of it. We'll be back.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, right after this. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of case?
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments,
savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
How did that happen?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk, the second largest national law show, soon to be the number one in our opinion. These are all our opinion. Yes, we're the one. But we do have a lawyer walking past us, our studio. And do you want to come say hi, Mr. Lawyer, or... Okay, come say hi. Tell them about you, who you are, and what a great boss I am.
Hey, guys. My name is Seth Madden. You might recognize me as the clock boy from years ago for Radio Law Talk. I've been around for a couple years. I work for Mr. Penny. He wanted me to tell you how great of a boss he is. He actually canceled all of my vacation time this year. So,
yeah, when you say great, remember, perjury laws are still in effect.
Yeah, we're doing great, guys. Moving along.
It's hard for me to accept the great boss recommendation. Yeah. When this is radio, I'm observing that he has you in a control hold with your arm behind the back. So,
actually, it's a shock collar on his neck.
Oh, very good.
And by the way, he's pushing a cart of some sort that he's moving boxes in and out. So,
and he said silence on his T-shirt.
Yes, it does. And you know what's interesting? We have multiple offices. Those of you who don't know about our, I'm not pushing Penny and Associates, but our studio is in one of our offices. And we have a beautiful studio we built. And so we have lawyers popping in and out. But go do work. We'll see you. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, all right. Wait. He just hit the rim of the building.
Oh, there we go.
Grabbing his shot collar.
Okay, go. Let's talk about this trial that we're talking about, Scott Peterson, and what this juror questionnaire says. We already read it. And what this individual, and the last, her, what was her last name? Kane? Last name is what?
Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake.
Raquel Nice.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her last name is Nice. So when we went to the break, what we said was she put on her questionnaire that she had never been a victim of a crime. Well, that's problematic because about 18 months earlier, she applied for a domestic violence restraining order. And the restraining order was against the girlfriend, current girlfriend of her ex-boyfriend. And she was pregnant. Ms. Nice was pregnant at the time she applied for the restraining order. She's about 4.5 months pregnant and put in there, I fear for my safety and the safety of the unborn child. Boy, very similar factual scenario there to the Scott Peterson case. Now, she took the stand. Ms. Nice took the stand yesterday. And these are the legal proceedings being held right now to determine whether or not her failure to provide information as a juror should warrant a new trial.
Right, and it's part of an investigation into juror misconduct.
That's right. But this is testimony in front of a judge that occurred yesterday. And as Fred indicated when we went into break, when she was first asked to be a witness, she pled the fifth. And so now she is testifying because she's been granted immunity. Denise talked about these questionnaires being under the penalty of perjury. Well, she has been granted immunity from any fallout based upon her testimony. They can't come back and get her for anything. And she says, well, I didn't consider myself a victim because ultimately I requested that the charge be dropped and nobody was ever convicted of a crime based upon the conduct that I alleged in the restraining order.
And she said about another one, about her boyfriend, that she hit him back first on another incident that occurred.
That's right. She said on a separate incident for which her boyfriend was arrested for domestic violence, but the charges were ultimately dropped, she said she was actually the aggressor that evening, that she had started, that he was only defending himself, and that as a result, there were no charges that were that anybody was convicted of there.
See, here's the thing. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I was just going to say, a couple weeks ago when we talked about this potentially coming up, I said specifically that I think she's going to say that she didn't realize that a domestic violence restraining order would imply criminal conduct and that people didn't realize sometimes that domestic violence restraining orders are quasi-criminal or they're put into a collect system, which is a criminal system. So I had a feeling, I kind of anticipated that she was going to kind of use that to try to protect herself.
Well, I think the important thing is, at least you do is you say, I'm not sure if this applies, Your Honor, but this is what I've got to reveal, especially given the facts of the case she was sitting on, which is almost exactly, it's a domestic violence issue, this Scott Peterson. The unborn child died also, and that's what this whole case was about. You think you'd at least say, you know, I don't know if this applies, but, right? Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah.
So here's the problem that I have, and I think that the defense is going to have, and even the judge is going to have, with Ms. Nice's very narrowly tailored definition of victim being one that only resulted in somebody being convicted of a crime. Right. And it's because of it was question number 74 that asked her if she was ever a victim of a crime. Here's question number 75. If you answered yes to the previous question, was the crime reported to the police? Yes or no. Now, she left that one blank because she had selected no in 74. But when you read question 74, were you ever the victim of a crime? And then you read 75, was that crime ever reported? It's clear from those two that the word crime and being a victim is not contingent upon whether or not somebody is ultimately convicted of it.
Or reported or arrested of it.
That's right. It is, look, were you the victim of a crime? And her definition that she has come up with now goes against what's in the questionnaire. And they were right. The questions 74 and 75.
Well, the funny part about this is it really doesn't matter right now, her answer, because she either has to admit to lying in a domestic violence restraining order or she has to admit to lying on the questionnaire form. I mean, either way, her credibility's
right.
Now, it's true that the facts were similar, but did she know at that time? Because, of course, they're also looking for jurors who aren't super familiar with the case. Do you suppose that she knew the facts of the allegations of the Scott Peterson case?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
it's kind of important.
The judge will usually give a synopsis. If sometimes they even allow both parties to give a very brief overview of what the case is. Mm-hmm. Because one of the questions in the questionnaire is the subject matter of this case such that would be so troubling to you, you couldn't sit as a juror?
I see.
And that question right. usually brings up whether you were ever a victim of a domestic violence case.
Alleged yeah. victim. Yeah.
I think they would also ask a question about whether or not you believed that if a fetus that was 8 months old could be a victim of homicide also. I mean, that had to come up at least.
What also came in was that the coroner or the expert said that the fetus lived 5 days
I
after.
I can't stand that thought.
Yeah, that's not crazy. I don't know that. So that's, well, that was on the defense side that they're saying what happened was something different.
And that's the second part here. Peterson really wants a new trial because he's claiming that there were certain defenses that he wanted to raise, evidence that was not allowed that has since come to pass. For example, there was evidence that the person across the street had suffered a break-in and a burglary, and that Lacey Peterson was seen alive later in the day than when they believe that Scott Peterson took her life and then took her somewhere else. And so you have those two things, plus the evidence that the fetus was alive for up to 8 days longer. The defense is going to argue that suggests that somebody else did it, and that the theory, the theory of the prosecution's case could not be true based upon that evidence. Now, the prosecution's got a different theory that encompasses that, that's great, but because of the inconsistency, he says he should get a new trial. And
think about it. I mean, if Lacey left in the boat or whatever in the morning and she was already passed away, then how can the fetus have lived 3 to 5 days longer?
I mean
if she's put into
right.
I mean, it's possible. I don't know yeah. the answer to that, but
it's
hard to believe.
But he at least wants the evidence, not to interrupt, but he just wants that evidence coming in.
Exactly.
So at least the jury can, okay, there's a possibility, because it's beyond a reasonable doubt, right? The standard's really high.
And none of those three facts were presented to the jury previous.
Right.
Those were all things that were discovered.
So what jurors don't understand, and what I'm trying to get to, and we're going to talk about our two Maxwells, how that applies. Look, just when there's a doubt, mention it, because you don't want any reason for someone to be able to appeal and get a new trial on appeal. So that's, if you really want to make sure things are done right, that's what you've got to do. Do the best you can. We're not perfect. We'll be back after this. Hour two, we're going to talk about Maxwell. We've got all types of other issues. We're going to have another case or no case. Women's soccer, what's going on with that lawsuit. We'll be back.
Remember, Radio Law Talk runs live 9 to noon Pacific time. And if your radio station hops off of carrying the show right now, well, you can always go over to RadioLawTalk.com and listen there and listen to all of our previous episodes if you'd like. This is Radio Law Talk. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.